Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to look at recording artist and rising star Brandon Lake. I see so many people on my social media who love his stuff and share his songs. But before you go another step, you need to know what you're truly sharing and how dangerous it actually is. So are you ready? Let's go.
I don't come from a church that looks, sounds, and operates like Bethel. It's more of a stereotypical mega church. We have 14 campuses. And I've been responsible for leading those worship leaders at those different campuses, which has been an incredible honor. Just to give you an idea of where I'm speaking from, it's kind of one of those, we do two songs up front, a 35-minute message, two songs at the end, and we're done. Hour five, hour 10. Anybody else kind of like that? Okay, then this is awesome. Okay, so I'm going to be speaking out of a place that's been my context. Essentially what this should be titled is, how do you take Bethel home? Especially if your pastor doesn't want that.
Well, that was worship leader and recording artist Brandon Lake. And I'm not sure if many of you caught it, but he said something in that opening clip that should have caught your attention. He referenced a certain location twice. Did you catch it? Well, if you didn't catch it, it was Bethel Church in Redding, California, one of the most dangerous churches in America. And he was not only speaking from Bethel Church, but he wants you to, quote, take Bethel Church home with you.
How do you take Bethel home?
What? Said no verse ever. So he's not only identified with Bethel Church, but he's signed to Bethel Music. So that should already be a glaring problem at the beginning. But if you need a quick refresher on why this is so dangerous, watch this.
In the last 2 years, we've had two dead raisings, and they both came from online school.
And Jesus starts to weep, and he says, please forgive me.
Understand that Jesus gave us an example that's followable.
There's a difference between a bad prophetic word and a false prophet. You can get the word wrong and not be a false prophet.
So he was born through Mary, the Virgin, and then he was born again in resurrection.
So Brandon Lake is affirming Bethel Church, which goes against Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Do not partner with the deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. We're to have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness. Also, 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, talks about we're to have nothing again to do with false teachers, not to greet them, offer hello, welcome them into our house. And if we do, we are taking part in their evil deeds. I mean, think about that. 26 out of the 27 books in the New Testament warn us against false teachers. And if God says something one time, it should be enough. But he says it multiple times all throughout the New Testament. See, God takes this very seriously, you guys. We are to never affirm false teachers. We are to expose them. And according to Romans 16, verses 17 and 18, we are to warn the body of them. And to be clear, the whole bringing home Bethel to your church is unbiblical and absolutely extremely dangerous. But let's look at something that I found that gave me even more pause about Brandon Lake. Watch this.
I get asked all the time, and we were asked consistently by these news outlets, what are you guys doing? Why are you together? Why are you collaborating?
Yeah, right.
So what is the story? It starts, you tell your story first, because my story with you kind of happened at the same time. But you talk about...
Because The Chosen is my favorite TV show, duh.
Yeah, it's my fourth favorite.
So the cool thing, before I even got this invitation to collaborate for this Christmas special a few years ago, The Chosen had made such an impact on my life. You know, all my friends and family were like, you have to check out this, you have to check this out. And you know, and I've got other ideas of like what this is gonna be like, right?
90% of Chosen viewers started reluctant.
Right.
Like they did like, oh, okay, it's not gonna be good.
I turned on episode one, season one, and I'll never forget, it was actually like at the end of like a date night, me and my wife are about to turn in, and And we're like, let's check out this episode. It's probably like one of the only shows we can watch together because, you know, she likes romance. I like violence. And so, okay, let's watch this. And I'll never forget the end of the episode when Jesus walks onto the scene. And y'all, it was like as if Jesus just walked into my house. The fullness of God's presence, the weight of his glory. We're laying in bed, the episode ends, and it was like Jesus, and I believe he did. I believe his manifest presence, I believe God showed up in my house. It was one of the most holy moments.
So according to Brandon Lake, he affirms the chosen. That is red flag number two. And according to him, it was a holy moment as Jesus came into their room as they were watching The Chosen. I'm sorry, you guys, but if you think watching The Chosen brings Jesus into your room and you're having a holy moment, then something is wrong with you. The Chosen is not anything that followers of Jesus should be watching. And if you have forgot why, please watch this.
Then we have a lot of theological differences, but we love the same Jesus.
When someone suggested boycotting The Chosen, the actor who plays Judas on the show jumped in and said, "Yeah, good luck with that. Happy Pride Month, y'all. Hashtag love is love." The actor who plays Thaddeus jumped in and dropped this tweet, which ended with a pride flag and a heart emoji. But the actor who plays Little James outdid them all by tweeting, "My brother G. Cairo isn't the only one who stands by the LGBTQ members of The Chosen family. Strong arm, pride flag, heart emoji. Get out of here with your hate, homophobia, and ignorance."
How can you make a difference? Number one, pray the rosary. St. Padre Pio said the greatest weapon against the devil we have is the rosary.
So we've already had two red flags of why Brandon Lake should be avoided. But I want you to look at some of his theology when it comes to worship. And this may be a shock, but you need to hear it. Watch this.
Now, I'm excited to share something that God has put on my heart. There's something I've come to know about worship that's completely changed my life, and it's this. When we withhold nothing from God, God withholds nothing from us. When we withhold nothing from God, God withholds nothing from us. You can fill in your blank with this. I worship because worship brings blessing.
Well, I'm not sure if you heard what I heard, but there was something in there that we need to catch from his little talk at Bethel Church. Did you notice what he said? He said, "We worship because worship brings blessing." What on earth? I mean, think about that a second. So we're to worship God because we're going to get something out of it. Oh, look at that. More for me. I feel good about myself. No, this is some of the most self-centered garbage that I have ever heard. See, we worship God because he alone is worthy of our worship. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25 says, "For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods." See, we worship him because of his goodness, his grace, his mercy, and his love, the kindness that he has shown to wretched sinners like me and you that do not deserve it. We were created to worship God. Think about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Notice that the focus is on the Lord, not on us and not what we can get from him.
I used to be so frustrated on Sunday because we couldn't stretch our worship time. And we had to worship in like 20 minutes. And I get so frustrated until I realized here's this analogy. There's different rooms in a house. Sunday for us, it's a living room. And it's got living room culture. It's come on in, be comfortable. We're not going to make you feel too uncomfortable. We're going to be real. We're going to let the Spirit move. But for me and my church, we're kind of like charismatic with the seatbelt on.
Did you hear how he just said, "We're going to let the Spirit move"? I'm sorry, but we don't let the Holy Spirit do anything. The Holy Spirit is God, and he can do whatever he pleases. Psalm 115, verse 3. Again, this is man-centered nonsense that puts us in charge, and we get something out of it. But please hear me say this, you guys. Worship is putting the focus on the Lord, not us. Worship is glorifying and magnifying the Lord, not us. And worship is more about Christ and making much of him and less about us. But Brandon Lake makes worship more about what we can get from God, and less about what we give to God. Now, please hear me say this. Brandon Lake is a talented singer. I'm not doubting that. But just because someone has nice songs and they've got a charismatic personality doesn't mean they're from the Lord. Look at these pictures right here with Bethel Music and Elevation Worship. He's in there right there. He's partnering with the deeds of darkness, which violates God's word. See, there are red flags all over the place. But the question is, will you pretend that you didn't hear what I just said? Will you keep listening to his music and, you know, because it gives you goosebumps and makes you feel good and all that stuff? Or will you stand for the truth? Because don't forget, when you listen to this stuff, you are supporting his career financially and you are endorsing his false theology. Not to mention, you are sending a message to others that he is safe and okay to listen to, which is the bigger tragedy.